the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
Welcome back to it. The coffee seems to have kicked in properly, which is a good thing. Yeah. Glad to have that working properly. If you didn't know, here's a historical fact you need to know. Michigan has never had the death penalty. Here in Michigan, there's never been a death penalty. And so as a conservative, I'm going to go out on a limb here because it's probably going to rub a few people the wrong way, and I'm okay with that. I don't care. I've never supported the death penalty. Reason being is I think that violence begets violence, and I think the return on investment's pretty low. And the fact of the matter is the government gets it wrong far too often to put the fate of people's lives in the hands of a government that may kill an innocent person. And they might do it intentionally. I mean, not likely, but it can happen even in America. There have been two executions in the history of Michigan, both done under the federal watch. Never by the state of Michigan. We've never had the death penalty. And there are some conservatives out there that feel the same way. Heather Bodwin is here, the national coordinator of conservatives concerned about the death penalty. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve. It's great to be here.
Great to be here. And the name was perfect, wasn't it? Bodwin.
Yeah, you did great. So impressed.
I'm getting a gold star on my sheet for that. You're the national coordinator of conservatives concerned about the death penalty. Now, conservatives is a general rule that I speak with are pro-death penalty. I am not. You are not. We're not going to win a lot of bonus points today. But why are you opposed to the death penalty?
Certainly. And you might be surprised, Steve. I think when I went to my first CPAC representing conservatives concerned about the death penalty 5 years ago, I was really struck by the number of folks who came up to our booth and said, "Oh my goodness, I thought I was the only conservative who was against the death penalty. Where have you been?" And so CPAC is always a place where we find lots of encouragement and folks who are like-minded. But we, you know, we come to the table for a lot of different reasons. Many of us believe in limited government. And as you said, we don't trust the government to get many things right. You know, many of us are concerned about, you know, receiving our mail properly. And so why on earth would we trust a government system to decide who lives and who dies? And
what she meant by that, people, is she loves her mail carrier, but on occasion they're late. She didn't mean anything personal. Okay, move along.
That's right. I have a great mail carrier.
See, so she loves them. See, I just want to make sure nobody gets upset today. It's a good day to say. You know, but I'll be honest with you. For a long time, I suppose there was a time maybe when I was real young, 17, 18, that I probably thought the death penalty was okay. But if you do the research and you look at, you know, Yellow Mama in Florida, or you look at the executions in this country since 1976, when the death penalty was reinstituted in the state of Utah, and the last words from the first guy shot, "Let's do it." And he was shot, the first guy killed in 1976. But in this state, there is no death penalty. So why you? Why here? Why, hailing from Three Rivers, Michigan, are you carrying the flag of "Let's get rid of the death penalty"?
That's a great question, Steve. I say that it's sort of the Lord, because there isn't a real clear answer. I have no personal experience with the issue whatsoever. I felt, you know, sort of called to this issue since I was a child. And actually, I grew up conservative and evangelical, and my work now involves reaching out to conservatives and evangelicals on this issue that I've always been extremely passionate about. But my work started, I actually lived in Montana for 5 years after I graduated from Calvin College here in Michigan. And Montana does have the death penalty. And so I came across this group that was reaching out to folks all over the state and talking about, you know, all sorts of issues with the death
penalty. But hold on, I don't think Montana's carried out a death penalty since 1935, when they hung somebody in Bozeman in the city square, which they did. By the way, they still have the rope in the Gallatin County Justice Center. Has Montana put anybody to death?
You know, actually they have, but you're right. It has been very infrequent. I think the last one was in 2006, and that the only reason that execution was carried out is because that man volunteered and wanted his appeals to be ended. And so you're right that Montana is a state that does not carry out death sentences frequently at all. And that's what we see in a lot of states across the country. You know, they may have the death penalty on the books, but it's not a sentence that is used very often or carried out frequently.
Well, you're right. Exactly. You got it right. Exactly. Since 1976, when Gary Gilmore was shot in Utah, and his last words were, "Let's do it." I don't know if that turned into a phrase later, but Duncan McKenzie, Terry Langford, David Dawson. But again, here you are in states that have almost no death penalty. Why aren't you in like Texas or Alabama, places that they like the death penalty?
Yeah, so So thankfully, I get to work remotely from Michigan, my home state that I love, and I get to travel to those states, and I get to do work all over the country and talk with national evangelical leaders and go to places like CPAC and really try to mobilize folks and have this conversation. And there are amazing folks on the ground in all of those states. We have conservatives concerned about the death penalty chapters all over the country, you know, in Florida, in Georgia, in many of those southern states that are utilizing the death penalty. And it's very useful to know that there are conservative leaders in those states who are not in favor of the death penalty and who have real questions about, as you said, is the cost worth it? You know, the cost is substantially more than any other sentence. And do we get a return on that investment, so to speak? And many conservatives we work with say, no, it's just not worth it.
And I happen to agree with that. I think that violence begets violence. I think that the cost is prohibitive. I think the morality is prohibitive as well for me. I don't think that the government sanctioned homicide, which is, by the way, anybody that wonders otherwise, the cause of death listed on the final paperwork is always homicide when there's a death penalty carried out, because that's what it is. The manner of death is homicide, even if the federal government or the state government does it. I'll give you the last word here, Heather, and are you going to be at CPAC this year?
I am going to be at CPAC. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite events of the year. So if any of your listeners are going to be there, stop by. We'll have a booth there, and we would love to visit. And then if folks want to find out more about us, you can go to www.conservativesconcern.org and get in touch with us there. We'd love to connect.
Well, Heather, I have good news. All of our listeners are going to be there by extension because I will be there. So therefore, they will be there by you and I sharing the love. Heather Beaudoin, National Coordinator of Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty, a national network of political and social conservatives who question the alignment of capital punishment with conservative principles and values. Heather, it was a great conversation. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Greatly enjoyed it. All right, quick break here on the program. By the way, sponsoring us to go to CPAC this year, ABC, the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. So we want to say thank you to them. You can find out more at abcmi.com. They are our CPAC sponsor for 2018. Greatly appreciate their support. And Jeff Wiggins and his great team over there. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.